This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Hey, Spitwads, it's another Spit Hit for you today. Well, we find out why Mike won't waste his time being courteous to sneezers. Or answering a text message at 8:01 p.m. Man, I hate that Mike guy. Jason, on the other hand, is far more courteous after a fart than you would expect. Well, it's going to be a great show, so enjoy.
What happens when three buffoons give life advice, explore unrealistic situations, and give random topics more thought than they probably deserve? It's the Spitballers Podcast with Andy, Mike, and Jason.
Never heard that before, have you?
Oh, I really enjoyed it, though.
Thought you were going to miss it. Thought you were coming in too late. Upgraded.
Leave the people wanting, Jason.
And then deliver.
Yes.
Oh, you
got to deliver.
You can't leave them wanting.
Just leave them wanting.
I was about to take a bad piece of advice there.
I heard you wanted a pizza. Wanting.
I always...
It's not coming.
What went to my head right away is the idea of like the new Avengers movie and everybody gets in the theater and then it just never comes on.
Oh.
But when I worked for a movie theater, I once wondered, I've wondered this, if you could put on a permanent trailer reel, how long would people sit there?
Oh my goodness, what a great social experiment.
Because you know how it is. You get in there and there's 20, 25 minutes of trailers and you get to the last trailer or two and you're like, am I ever going to see this movie? But if you just kept the trailers going, like,
for
when
how long
do
would it take?
Leave?
45 minutes?
But what what you got to do, I mean, you got to put the total pump fake in there. You got to put, so you have the movie trailers going and you finally get to then.
Oh, you get like the movie theater.
The stupid trailer for the movie theater where they're like, thanks for being
you're already here.
Like, silence your phone.
You already got my money. Yeah. Like, it's fine. I'm here. And then you go right back into more movie trailers.
And then after the movie trailers, after that, you do a second pump fake where it's like, okay, now the Paramount, you know,
oh,
the stars are flying in. Like, okay, this is the real movie now.
The lights
more
dim
trailers.
Down.
Yes. The screen widens.
How long could you go?
Oh, and then you go to credits.
Before
you go straight to credits after. Anybody that's there after an hour and a half, you get credits.
Wow.
Oh,
you get a lot
funny.
Of credit for sure. Like, you've got my...
my respect.
You've got my
respect. That would be a very fun social experiment to convince somebody to do.
Look, we've got a platform here. We got a lot of people listening. I think we've had nearly 2 million downloads. Thank you, Spitwads. But someone out there has got to run a movie theater.
The what would you do people need to go in there, flex their muscle, and get this done.
Yeah.
All right. Ruin 3 hours for several people. Welcome to the Spitballers Podcast, your weekly dose of absolute nonsense. We've got a great show for you today. We have a Would You Rather segment. We have a That's a Great Question segment. We have a good draft for you. Very excited to be here with you. And
very excited.
Oh, it's going to be a good time. Thanks to everybody out there who is
Why
subscribing.
Are you
It's an
He's
exhale of anticipation.
Himself. It's just,
that was more like relief. It's done.
No, it's like, let's do this. Let's go.
Okay. All right.
At Spitballers Pod on Twitter, if you want to send in your ideas and your questions for the show, we appreciate everybody out there in the Spitwad community. All the great ideas, the draft ideas. Make sure you leave those comments on YouTube. That's another place we go through. We read them. We implement them into the show. And you really are the brains behind the brawn. We're the brawn, obviously.
Well, I am.
Yes, Jason is.
Jason is the brawniest.
Fat and shredded. On brand.
YouTube.com/spitballers if you want to head over there. And we do appreciate everybody subscribing on Apple Podcasts and reviewing on Apple Podcasts. Really helps the show out. Anything else going on, guys? You ready to get into it?
I'm excited. Help the people. I'm really excited to get in. Hold on.
Would you rather?
You know, I did work out right before this show.
That's true.
So I'm a little proud of you. I'm a little tired. So maybe that exhale had to do with just
a strange flex going on over there.
Just explaining away the sigh.
Guys,
it was my muscles sighing. It was all of my muscles.
If I'm not as funny, it's because I totally blasted my glutes right before we got here. I'm so swole right now. Get on the YouTube.
In case something seems awry, it's due to my workout.
If my sleeves just happen to split and explode off my shirt, mm-hmm. I work the biceps.
All right, Ed. Ed went to the website, spitballerspod.com. Ed sent in a question. He said, would you rather randomly change in height or weight every hour? So every hour on the hour, you're either changing in height or you're changing in weight, which is a really funny idea. I mean,
this is a bad Cinderella situation.
Right? Or a bad Hulk situation. All I'm thinking of now is splitting clothes. Like, this is the whole problem.
Your clothing situation is, in either direction, is a problem.
It's a problem for sure, but only in one direction can you just be done. Right? Like, let's say you're going taller or shorter, whatever. Maybe my regular shirt is now a belly button shirt,
and right.
You see the whole
and
thing.
High waters,
yeah,
and high waters, or my short shorts are now JNCO shorts if I became way short. But if you get way bigger, right, like
they're exploding off your body or
size
strangling
34
you,
34 waist. Now you got a size 44 waist.
Now what if?
Those pants are no longer on you.
That's 100% true.
How quickly does the transition happen? Is it Thanos? Boom, I'm humongous. Or
10 seconds. Takes 10 seconds. So you see what's going on. You know right away, I'm going up or I'm going down.
You got
now,
time
now
to
Now, your
unbutton.
Clothes could absolutely change with you.
I was going to say, to be fair, whenever you see, like, Professor Clump and the Naughty Professor,
yeah,
his clothes just change. And you know what? The aforementioned The Hulk, his pants always manage to stay on.
Yeah, when That's Iron Man, who am I thinking of? The one that shrinks, Ant-Man. When he shrinks down, he's not in a giant suit.
Well, to be fair, he also has a scientifically engineered suit.
All right.
Thank you, Mike. The Hulk has a problem.
If your clothes change with you, because that would disqualify, like, I would always choose the height one because I don't want to end up naked with all my clothes exploding off of me.
Okay,
and then
so
I'm
we've
just
got
naked.
Magic clothes here, too. Is this what we're agreeing?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. Now I've got to actually think about it. So my clothes and my body are either going to be,
you're either gaining or losing weight, or you are gaining or losing height.
This is tough because I'm shorter than I want to be. Like in life, right. I wish I was
a little bit taller.
I wish I was a little bit taller. Wish I was a baller. Yeah. But I'm also heavier than I want to be. So, like, both of these are the potential for good.
Well, you'd like to experience both of those things.
I would have a couple hours in every day where I'm like, yes, yes. But which one is more important to me? Would I rather be taller at my weight?
No.
And do you take advantage of when you get the height? Getting everything off the top shelf that you need, and then
I'm immediately playing basketball.
This is an incredible vanity check for Jason right now.
It is.
I'm really excited to know the answer.
All right, I want to answer this honestly. I really want to dig deep.
I know. I think I'm going to write down over here what I think he'll choose.
Yeah.
All right. I know what I would choose
because of just knowing him for 20 years.
I would choose height.
That's what I would expect you to pick. Yeah. Probably because you and Al Borland are the same height. Which is,
no, we're not. He's a short little man. I can barely even see him.
Where is Borland? Oh, there's his head. I see him back there. Hi, Borland. Say hi to the Spitwads.
Hey, Spitwads.
Yeah.
That sounds like a short guy talking.
Yeah, it does.
what does that mean?
I don't know. No, what would I choose? I think you're looking at it from an advantage standpoint.
Right, and I realize I could easily get shorter in this scenario.
I would love it if, like, you choose height, right? You lock that in. And they're like, okay, it begins tomorrow. And the first change, you just get like 3 inches shorter.
I just keep
and the
getting
second
shorter
change,
every
you
time.
Get shorter.
Shorter and shorter. Sure.
You're like, where's my height?
I can't reach the doorknob.
I imagine it would be more inconvenient to change in weight every hour. Would that give you carte blanche to eat, though?
Beach.
If you're changing weight all the time, do you have just
yes?
You have carte blanche to eat what you want.
That's true, because it does not matter. It
oh, then I'm taking the weight.
Oh man, I've made a terrible mistake. I have really screwed the pooch.
Oh, we're
on
gonna
this
be
one.
Mike and I are gonna be eating. What are you going with, Mike?
I'm going with weight. What are you talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, okay, done deal. Dang. Jason,
no more vegetables for this guy.
He'll be dunking over us while we eat our donuts.
That's fine.
All right, Dave from Twitter sent in a would you rather question. He said, would you rather be startled every time someone says hello or have a sneeze attack every time someone says goodbye?
Hmm. Now, highs and hellos and all the greetings, right?
Sure. This yes.
So, hey.
And see you later. Goodbye.
Right.
Bye.
Okay. All right. Just needed to establish the ground rules here before we try to skirt them.
So I have a terrible problem.
We know.
With well, a lot of them.
But the prescription antiperspirant is starting to work.
Oh, no, that's not me. Jason can speak more to the how my brother-in-law may have saved his life with the sweating problem.
Wait, did you get a prescription?
Yeah, so I did not get a prescription, but
he's over here laughing. He's like, oh, your brother-in-law is so sweaty.
Yeah, I was laughing at your brother-in-law. This is a little down the rabbit hole moment here. So we made fun of your brother-in-law because he's too sweaty, and he's got to have a prescription for how sweaty he is. And so we're laughing at him. And then after that show, I go, wait, I'm super sweaty. I sweat through everything. My entire wardrobe is blacks and dark blues. I think I've got like a maroon shirt in there because it's just
all towel material too.
Because you know, you don't want giant sweat stains. And it dawns on me,
this one's
like,
made out of bathrobe.
Wait a minute. Maybe I've just got a bad deodorant. Maybe my antiperspirant is not good enough. So I did literally.
Did you send him a text?
No, I didn't send him a text. But I need to give him a shout out. A shout out to my sweat bro out there, because I went and I Googled, like, I don't know, like really strong antiperspirant, and I literally today.
Perspiration Pals would have been much better.
It would have been. Yeah. I apologize to the Spitwads for
get that domain.
Up.
Yeah.
Just today, I am wearing a brand new super high antiperspirant.
His bits are on fire. They're burning. They're just burning.
I need the show to end immediately. It hurts a lot.
Not sweating, but burned.
So I'm going to have to let people know, you know, in
how
future
is it
shows.
So far?
So far, so good.
Okay. What Fantastic. Were we talking about?
We were, would you rather be startled every time someone says hello or have a sneeze attack? So I have...
you said you had a problem.
Yes. My whatever instincts are built into my DNA when it comes to being startled... I got the bad lot.
Like, you don't like it?
No. Where there's, you know, you'll see videos of stupid idiots thinking they're pulling a funny prank where they jump out, scare someone, and they get punched right in the face. Because that person's natural instincts is, I'm fighting.
Yeah.
You know, normally people have fight or flight. Well, somewhere in it, my body has crossed those wires. So I just go, like, I look very much like the fainting goats when I get startled. And I whiplash, and I literally hurt my neck almost every single time.
Like you're stepping off a curb and you don't know it.
Exactly. And that's not going to help me do anything. I'm not getting away from the problem. I'm not fighting the problem. I'm incurring more pain to my body. So there is I cannot possibly take.
You're a super startled.
The startle.
Yes. You get super startled.
I do.
We have to have somehow, and this is really, this can't be on us, and I apologize for what I'm about to say. This has to be between Borland and Andy Holloway here. We have to have a startle off because I will freak out. You saw on the spider
reaction.
Yeah,
but you have an actual body movement. Like my movement is imperceptible to anyone else. It just happens.
You tense up.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
It just happens
on my
neck. You pull a hamstring, apparently.
Mine is the most funny to everyone else, not to me.
Yes.
It's very embarrassing.
It was hilarious.
It's excessive.
I have a couple videos that, unfortunately, I'm in my boxers in these videos, so I cannot share them, but where my wife is standing outside of a bathroom or something, waiting to scare me as I walk out.
And she has the video of it.
And she has the video, and it's unbelievable, because my scream, which is
It's high-pitched.
I'll try my best to do the legit startle scream. Every time that I get startled, it's something along the lines of, ah! And it's not an exaggeration, and I feel so stupid. and then I get angry because there's a video recording me at all times because my wife is a monster.
Well, that monster should use her text messages and send those my way.
Oh, they're on the way. I
it's funny. The sneeze attack one, I went to my kid's spring concert last night. It's at this big church. Like, their school goes and uses the auditorium of this church, and it's filled with people, and you sit there and listen to, like, 900 kids sing that you don't care about, and then your one kid is singing, and you want to pay attention to that song, and then these other classes come
and
in.
And then you sit there for another 2 hours.
But there was something amiss. Like, I couldn't smell it, but there was some perfume or cologne or flock of cats, something had been let loose in this auditorium, because from the moment I sat in my seat, I couldn't stop. My nose was running. I couldn't breathe.
Oh, allergic.
I felt like
okay.
I was going to sneeze. I had to suppress the sneeze for the duration of this thing. My nose was filling up, and I was feeling terrible. A sneeze attack is awful. A sneeze attack is terrible. If I have to go into it, because it reverberates for the next hour. You're all stuffy and nasty, and it's embarrassing,
and you're that guy then.
And you're that guy that's spreading your phlegm everywhere. I would rather be startled. I don't have your issues, gentlemen, with being startled.
You're lucky.
Do I like it? No, because nobody likes it. And do I like horror movies or jump out movies? No, that's stupid. Oh, Mike, that would be like you put in traction. You go to a horror movie, no, you'd be like,
but that I don't.
Oh, you know it's coming.
Yeah, I don't scare easy, but I startle easy if like my body needs to get away from something, but clearly cannot.
Do you guys ever, when you sneeze, do you ever have it hurt your throat? Like it feels like your throat got way too wide for a second, and it hurts for a long time afterwards? Or is
no.
it just a me problem?
That's a you.
Sounds like it's just a me problem. Well, someone out there, who's coming with me? Who's got the throat hurt problem? All right, final question on this.
All right.
We said it's any greeting, hey, hello, whatever. But it's only in the greet. Someone couldn't just stand around and say, hey, hello, hi.
No.
Okay, well, then I'm taking the startle because I know this. I hate being startled. I hate it so much. But usually immediately after, I am crying from my own laughter at myself. I enjoy how stupid I look, and I'm having a great time, and I'm all smiles after that. I'm not all smiles after my throat-hurting sneezes.
I would be, if I went to an area where I had to say hi to like 10 people, I would be bedridden for a week.
All right, next question. Alex from Twitter, would you rather never cut your hair or never cut your fingernails?
So do you want to be a hippie
or a witch? Or Al Borland?
It's almost... like, it's almost 2020.
Right.
Like, we're approaching it. Is hippie really still an insult?
Like, I don't think it's an insult.
Like,
no.
That was an insult.
No.
60 years ago.
Hippie means somebody that has really long hair.
Right. That's what it means now, basically. And a beard.
And, you know, like Mike.
Might wear a headband.
Right. But I'm saying.
But it's not an insult. Like, I didn't use it as an insult.
No, it's a classifier. Right. It's like, you're goth, you're a hippie.
Goth?
Well, right. If you say somebody's goth,
you were giving two separate examples.
Yeah, two separate examples.
You're saying, you're goth. Oh, you're
if you
a
say somebody's goth,
I was like,
in
I've
your
never
head,
seen a goth.
Like I think
before.
if you're a goth, you probably have spiky hair and you have everything you know about goths in 60 seconds, Jason.
Well, the goth.
Careful, Jason.
The goth trend is all about the color black. You want black nails, black hair, dye your hair black, put on black eyeshadow, whatever you can. You are not allowed to smile if you are a goth. That is just a fact. If you smile, you're no longer a goth. That has disqualified you from service. You're out of the club. You can go ahead and paint your hair pink or whatever you need to do because you're not a goth anymore. The only thing that really matters is that you have a lot of chains and things all over, continuing to hold on to your wallet or your wrists, one of those two. And you want to make sure that you surround yourself with anybody not funny, because otherwise you might be out of the club if you accidentally laugh.
Okay.
That's everything I know about
that's pretty good. I think I would rather never cut my hair. I think
it's gotta be the hair,
because your fingernails would become you'd basically, they're saying, do you want to slowly become disabled and not be able to use your hands?
Right.
That's how I feel.
Have you seen the pictures of like the world's longest fingernails?
And they start curling up underneath each other, and
how do you do anything?
I don't understand how those people live.
The point of pride. I've got a world record. It's called being the least helpful person in the world.
It's called, hey, can you grab that?
Yeah, can you open that jar for
can
me?
Can you feed me?
Yeah. I mean, and then they get disgusting, too.
Oh, yeah. Give me the long hair. Oh, dude. Does this, just quick question, would this...
Make my
follicles work again?
No, you are.
So I've got
long hair, balding
guy. Oh, the balding long hair guy is the worst.
George Costanza with the longest locks on the side.
You have the ponytail, but no hair on the top of your head.
I might take the nails.
You're the cat's pajamas.
Oh, you would have. I mean, your hair would be. How long would it be? We're in our mid-30s. How long would your hair be if it had grown out from the time you were born? How fast does hair grow?
I'm looking right now.
I don't know because I get
feel
it
like
cut.
30 years, it would have to be...
To the ground?
To my knees, at least.
So the average person can expect hair to grow about 6 inches per year.
What? Whoa.
So it's the end of
that's
my...
That's 210 inches.
That's tangled.
That's 17 and a half feet of hair.
Yeah, I mean, you're Rapunzel.
Yeah, climb up
what
my
locks. What
do
you do with that? Do you wrap it around like a belt?
Well, you...
I don't think it grows in perpetuity. I don't. I think,
oh, you mean like once it gets to a certain length, it knows not to grow 6 inches?
I feel like it does.
That would, because 17 and a half feet of hair, that doesn't seem likely.
Nobody in the world has that. People would have that
because
if
people
you
get
could.
Haircuts.
But no, people grow nails that they can't use anymore to set a record. People would have hair that is truly Rapunzel.
You know what? You're right,
forever.
Because the world's longest documented hair belongs to a woman in China who started growing it from the age of 13. In 1973, and in 2004, it was 18 feet 5 inches.
Wow.
How heavy is that?
She said, quote, it's no trouble at all. So I guess,
she
based
said,
on
quote,
that testimony.
I'm a liar.
Based on that testimony of it being no trouble at all, I'm going to take a word for it. I'm going to go hair.
Okay. Hair is.
There is, you could like, you don't have to wear clothes anymore. You just wear your hair down.
I'm looking at pictures of this. The hair is as long as the height of a giraffe.
Jason's been trying to figure out how he's going to get up and punch a giraffe in the face.
I'm just going to whip him with my hair?
Yes.
She
hair
said,
battle.
She said, it's no trouble at all. I'm used to it. But you need patience and you need to hold yourself straight when you have hair like this.
Yeah.
Okay.
The thing about long hair is you get used to it. I used to have long hair. And then you cut it all off and you go, wow, this is fantastic.
I save a lot of money
on
shampoo.
What a world.
Now, the longest fingernails in the world.
Gross.
I guess he started growing them after a teacher accidentally broke off his long nail at age 14. He grew them until he was...
I'll show you!
He grew them 6 decades till he was 82 and just cut them off finally.
Oh, my gosh.
They're on
disgusting.
Display. And they're 100. They're 6.5 feet long.
Six, what? So, hold on.
They are disgusting.
He said a teacher broke his nail off,
and he got him back
when he was 14.
I'll show you.
So his way of revenge upon the world was to grow his nails out forever.
Yes.
I'll just say this: don't Google world's longest nails because
no. Let's move disgusting. On.
Spitwads, some things are just better at home, sweet home, and Peloton delivers a workout experience that you'd never imagine was possible right in your home. I just got my 52-week badge of honor from Peloton, which means I've been riding for over a year now, and it has honestly transformed my life. I feel so much better. I have energy in the afternoon, and when I get off the Peloton, I have accomplished something. I feel good. I'm pumped up from my instructor and the music playlist that they have on there. I'm a child of the 90s, and they have pop punk playlists that scratch every vintage niche that I need. Any type of music, they have it for you. The instructors are so, their personalities shine, and they really do motivate you legitimately. I love my Peloton so much. I just got done with a 30-day challenge with some of my buddies who have a Peloton, so we're competing against each other like a friendly, healthy competition as we all work on that fitness and feel better on our Pelotons.
and you got to try it out. With the Peloton bike, there's nothing like working out from home. You can learn more at onepeloton.com, and new members can try Peloton classes free for 30 days at onepeloton.com/app. Terms apply. That's onepeloton.com.
That's a great question.
All right, this one comes in from, ooh, that's a unique name, Betrez on Instagram.
All right.
I'm in an office with lots of cubicles. How far is too far away to say bless you when someone sneezes?
My work is not sinking in, gentlemen.
Because you are an anti-bless you
person. I am an anti-bless you person. Look,
yes, you're not polite. I get it.
No, you sneeze. It is the responsibility is upon the sneezer. You say
you go around and apologize to the whole office. I'm so sorry.
No, you don't need to apologize. You just say a simple excuse me. We move on with our day. We stop with this nonsense of bless yous and how many bless yous do
you
I give?
Didn't you didn't burp or fart. Why are you excusing yourself?
Why are you blessing someone for sneezing?
Do you say excuse me when you publicly fart?
I would. I mean, if not around you, because I do not excuse myself.
Excuse me, everyone.
If I was in a place with strangers and I farted, of course I'd say, oh, excuse me.
No, you would not. You would not say anything at all. You would sit in the corner, face turning, beat red.
You would want somebody else to take
a single thing.
No, want to take. You saying excuse me means you're taking credit.
But if it was audible and they know, I mean, if it was silent, yeah, I'm holding on to that forever. But if this is like, yes, I know I farted, I would have to
excuse
be like,
excuse me, everyone.
It's not excuse me. I have a very special announcement. I farted.
I don't know why. It's just we in society have said it's the polite thing to do. If you have any kind of bodily function, you say, excuse me.
But the thing about bless you, and we'll get to the question, is that it is traditionally just polite. If someone sneezes around you, it's polite to say bless you, to the point where if it was in close proximity and you didn't, you would then be indicting yourself by social standards.
And that is dumb. Get rid
of it. So, okay, we've got that.
Where did Gesundheit go? Gesundheit.
Could you jump back in on Gesundheit?
It translated to bless you.
No, I know, but I'm just saying like...
It's Valerian for bless you.
When I was growing up, it was like, I feel like they were just as common. Bless you and Gesundheit.
I never really was in a Gesundheit neighborhood.
No?
No.
Wait, hold on. Your family? That's what they went with?
No, it wasn't just family. It was society. I mean, you guys grew up in the same society I grew up in.
The person
right?
yelling across cubicles wants to be given credit for
yes,
saying bless
they
you
do.
Too much. They want to be the office bless you guy that no matter what happens.
Bless you. They stand up. They just
bless
start
you.
Taking laps. That's right. I did it.
Now, what if you
I
walk up
blesser?
Over there and you give them a little pat on the back and go, bless you.
So you're saying if you're now, let's just, will you accept that for many people, it's just a kindness, a polite saying?
Yes, I understand okay. that.
So if that is true, then basically what we're saying here is the rule is if you're the nearest person, then it's polite.
What if they pass on it, though? Do you take the mantle?
Oh,
I was going to say
because cubicle, I'm not doing it.
A cubicle is a cubicle.
You could sneeze.
You have
in
to be
my
touching.
Face
if you sneeze and your cubicle is touching mine, I'm going to give you a bless you. But if you are not touching mine and somebody else passes on the bless you, do you take the mantle?
I think in that situation,
I think somebody
it's
has to say it in that office.
And I think you are if you grab the mantle of the bless you, you are just. Incredibly pompous and making it all about yourself.
I feel like you're wrong here. I think that you're incredibly kind and you want to make
How
sure.
are you kind? When just
because that person.
Bless you.
Here's
your soul
happens.
Almost escaped your body, but I stopped it because I said bless you.
That person.
You don't
over
have
there.
The plague.
What if, you know, Hilda.
Preposterous.
Hilda in accounting just sneezed. No one around her had the decency to say bless you.
Rude
Hilda
people.
Now feels. That she is the skunk of the office.
It's an office.
The runt of
in.
The office.
Yeah. Well, she works right around three mics, apparently.
Yeah.
I'm
going to
look at her. I'm going to give her a big thumbs up.
Oh, like good job sneezing?
Yep.
Oh, maybe you'd go with the nice job. That'll
sure.
make people feel real comfortable.
Sure. Why not? Because it makes just as much sense.
Top sneeze.
Top sneeze. That's a good one.
Top sneeze. Killer.
Start rating them. I give it a 7.
Now, the problem is there are multi-sneezers.
That's what I'm saying. It's a huge problem.
Multi-sneezers.
Do you double the bless you?
No, you make the joke, right?
You go,
bless you again.
No.
Yeah.
That's the worst. Multi-sneezers do not deserve bless
you. You get punched in the face.
Now, two sneezes is fine. Any more than two.
It's done.
I don't like them. Like, if you're one of them six sneezers, just stay away from me. I have a real pet peeve with the six sneezers.
But they don't control it.
But I know something about them.
That you dislike?
They're built wrong.
No, he knows. He's like, I have to freaking say bless you six times to this dumb person who keeps sneezing.
So Mike is unkind, and then we say, read the room.
Read the room if you're on the opposite side of the room.
You shouldn't really have to raise your voice across the room.
There it is. That's the answer. If you have to raise
bless
your
you!
Voice to be heard, then it's all about you.
You shouldn't have to read the room when someone sneezes.
Chris from Twitter.
Stop wasting brain
power
on this.
Do you walk out of the bathroom, Jason, after you've had a number two, and do you go, excuse me?
No. No, I don't
apologies.
Think that excuse
you don't have
me
to because you're behind
pooping.
Close. Wait, okay. Let's say you're in the bathroom.
Okay.
You're two stalls over.
Oh, I've blessed someone there.
You have blessed someone in
a
bathroom
bless you?
I've done a bathroom bless you. But in fairness.
You're both in the middle of your business?
In fairness, that's a joke. I'm not doing it as a polite courtesy.
You're doing it so that they laugh.
I'm doing it
you,
so that they
sir,
laugh.
You, sir, are making a mockery
what about a urinal
of,
bless
of
you?
A strong tradition no. of bless yous.
No urinal bless
no, yous? No urinal blessing. A little too close quarters.
Why? They sneeze, Jason.
Because
it's the polite thing to do.
Because there's a time and a place, Mike, that's inappropriate.
You don't greet people.
You don't. You
what
don't.
About people sneezing in the movie theater?
Okay, hold on.
Oh,
time out.
Movie
another
theater
rabbit
sneezes?
Hole.
No, absolutely not.
Another rabbit
someone
hole
someone sneezes
here.
At a wedding.
Well.
Probably not.
At a wedding, sure. During the ceremony,
during,
no.
During
no,
ceremony.
Of course
no,
not.
No, you don't.
Why?
You forego
hold
your
on.
Right.
It's the polite thing to do.
Urinal talkers.
Your silence speaks.
No. I want to get back to a far more important.
Okay.
Urinal talkers.
Urinal talkers.
Oh.
Not okay, right?
No, it's not okay.
Not okay, but you end up having to respond to this.
Because you have, because if they say
no,
something.
No, you don't.
Oh, Mike doesn't.
No,
of course,
you don't.
I don't have the gall to not say anything
you
back.
Lock eyes with that man and you say nothing. You just stare into their soul until they are shamed and realize what they have done and they will never do it again.
My hope
he
is
just
that-
goes, oh, I'm sorry. I'm peeing with my privates right now.
That's what you should
hold
say.
Hold on. I'm still.
That's
I'm peeing.
The answer.
Hold on a minute. I'm peeing with
I'm
my privates.
Peeing, excuse me, sir. I'm peeing with my privates. Privacy, please.
Oh, this is tailspun. Chris from Twitter, is it okay to eat and drink the food that you are intending to pay for when you are shopping or waiting for the cashier? I have a cut and dry black and white answer for this.
I have
100% yes.
So here's the deal. I saw this beforehand, and I was curious. I know you guys know my take on this, right? Say
yes.
It on three. One, two, three.
Yo.
No. That I
think that you would. I think you do eat it.
You think I do eat it? Is that what you're saying?
No, you don't, because you don't want to be confrontational.
Yeah.
You're embarrassed.
I see, because I feel like my brand is eat at all times. So, of course, yes, I'm going to buy this. I'm not waiting on these donuts. Hostess has made them for me. I'm going to open the bag and eat. But I can't do it. And you're right, Andy.
Yeah.
It's the conversational thing. Like, my wife
sees you, questions
you.
You
also look like a shoplifter.
Well, you are in that moment shoplifting.
Technically, you are correct, I believe.
Right? I mean, like, that's the problem
you
here.
You have taken a good and you have
not
exchanged.
Do you sample the grapes?
No, I don't sample the grapes.
You sample the grapes?
No, I don't. But as a kid, my mom would give me a couple grapes or something.
That's the thing. My wife is totally okay with this, and especially for the kids.
That's what
it's
okay
usually
for
the kids.
It's for the kids.
It's open them up. Yeah, you can have one,
you
whatever.
You just altered the weight.
But I hate this.
Well, you're not paying for cereal by weight, Mike.
But you're paying for grapes by weight.
You did say grapes.
Why are you changing it to cereal?
Now it's stolen forever. You can no longer pay for that grape.
They factor that into their numbers.
Right, that's right. They do businesses.
Up.
No, businesses factor in theft into their profits. So he's right. Your mother, your thieving mother, has been factored in to this business's bottom line. And I am
you don't sample
it.
All the bananas?
You
don't peel them all, take a bite, find the right one?
See, I feel like I'm being a little just jocular here. Like, the grapes, I get it. You can take a grape or two. A banana, though.
I'm kidding. You can't take a banana.
I don't think you can take a banana.
No, you can't. Unless you...
It's too big.
But a banana, that's not done by weight. That's done
yes,
by...
Yes, it is.
No, bananas aren't by weight.
Yes, they are. All fruit and produce is by weight.
I think bananas...
They do have like 2-for-1 banana sales, don't they? Or stuff like that?
But it's got to be by
weight.
Look,
I don't do a lot of shopping.
The last time I have personally bought bananas, it's been a while.
The produce section's a little intimidating to me. I'll be honest with you.
Very much.
I don't know what I can grab, what I have to bag, what I don't have to bag.
89 cents a pound right now. But yes, yeah.
Because there's no other way to
do it. Have to bag all the produce? Or can you freeload it into your cart? Borland, what do you do?
Ooh.
How much is this food? Where do you weigh in on this?
I bag all produce except bananas.
I was going to say, you got to weigh in on bananas. They have a nice... Well, okay, so...
And grapes come pre-bagged.
What do you do with, oranges?
Bag them.
Yeah, you can bag them together.
Now, do you do the weighing on your own in the produce section, and then, like...
People do that?
It's not the 60s anymore. Like, I don't even know why they have those scales.
I gotta meet my produce budget.
So the scales are there for your information, and then they weigh it at the front. So if you eat some of the grapes between your bagging and to the front, you're saving some
grapes.
Cash.
Yes, you are.
Excellent. Can you please, you go up with the cereal and you go, can you please.
But now Mr. Bashes is
out. Can I pay
out.
By weight for this? Can I pay by.
You know what they got to do? They got to weigh you as you go in. Everyone who comes through the doors of the grocery store, you step on.
So if
weigh
you weigh more yourself.
And then
as
they weigh you on the way out.
But do you get money if you weigh less? Like if I stop by the bathroom, unload the children.
That's a loophole.
Yeah.
There's a loophole here.
You only pay if you go up. That's fair.
Sure.
You only pay if you go up.
Like, sir, you're a half a pound heavier. So
you're going to need
grocery.
To pay the grape price.
So you come in with some, like, bottled water in your pocket, leave them behind, eat as much as you want in the grocery store.
I have grown to be comfortable eating in the grocery store.
I was not
comfortable. Now I am perfectly fine with it. I feel like I've grown up enough. I'm secure in my own self. If a 16-year-old or 18-year-old employee of that store comes up to confront me, I'll be like, what you got? I'm eating your food. I'm eating your food. I don't care.
I feel better.
I'll pay for it.
I feel better if I have cash on it. Like, if I know, like, I'm paying
so
in
you
cash.
So you can just throw dollars at
no,
the people?
Why
do you feel
not for
better?
Bribery purposes. I feel better because,
yo, let
like,
me eat these.
It, you know, I've been at the store before where my chip reader stops working, and it's like, it's not, I would be fearful that for some reason the credit card would not work.
That's on them. If my credit card doesn't work, that's your problem.
I do take that a
these
view
are my,
from now on.
These
I'm
are
like,
mine now.
I'm like, how can you not let me steal this? That's what I say.
I am anti-thievery. Andy is
pro-thievery.
That's
a bold stance.
All right, one more great question from Noah on the website. It used to be that you shouldn't call someone after a certain time because they might be sleeping. With modern-day cell phones and the ability to do not disturb, is it now impolite to text somebody at any time? Or is it impolite to text? This is interesting, because I have received phone calls at all hours of the night from people that from businesses that think it's totally appropriate and fine.
Yes.
You seem like Mr. Do Not Disturb mode. Like, I feel like you would be someone that would utilize that feature.
I do utilize that feature.
So how are
you
getting
these calls?
You
don't use that?
Not really, no.
No, I utilize it, but like 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock, I don't want to get a text.
8 p.m.
8?
That's right.
8 p.m?
8 p.m.
So if I text you at 8:30 tonight?
I won't get it.
Come on.
What?
I won't get it unless I look at my phone.
Wait, hold on. We've got a whole new issue. Why? Why 8 p.m.? That's not near your bedtime, is it?
I don't need to talk to you at 8:30.
What?
No,
I'm very surprised.
It's not near my bedtime.
Do you check your text though after 8 o'clock?
Well, I mean,
it's just
yes.
Like you just don't want to be alerted.
I'm usually on my phone at some time between 8 and midnight.
8 p.m.
That's
I'm
right.
I'm at 10 p.m. I'm like, you need to get a do not disturb though. It works where like if somebody on your contact list calls you during that time,
it will go through.
You still get it. Well, yes, you're not going to get spammed
because if somebody calls me,
it's important.
They need to talk to me. Yeah. If you're texting me And I just, I don't really like text messaging anyways.
I was called at like 8:30 p.m. on a
was it a,
Saturday.
Was it a blood drive?
No, it wasn't a blood drive. I'm not talking about solicitation. I'm talking about to confirm an appointment. Somebody at a business called me at like a doctor's office, called me 8:30 p.m. on a weekend.
That's a great doctor's office.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
So that's a good thing?
Oh, I don't think that's too bad. I've been called after 8 and it was, I had my phone, so I felt the phone call. I answered. They were calling for a blood drive. And I said, ma'am.
Did you say it's 8?
I said, ma'am, do you know what time it is?
But like, it was only 8. I mean, that's the issue here, Mike. You are.
I think 8 o'clock is the line where it gets weird.
Not mid-80s, where 8 p.m. is a reasonable expectation to say it might be too late for them.
No, it's a reasonable expectation that I'm not getting cold called for a blood drive after 8 p.m.
I would have said, yes, sir, it's 8:10. It's not that late.
That's what you would have said on the other end?
You're darn right.
You would have got it. You surely would have got his blood.
I mean, you're darn right. I would not have got off that call without blood.
Without his blood.
Or a hang up.
Email me your blood.
I can't believe you're siding with the cold callers after 8 p.m.
I will side with whatever is on the other side of an 8 p.m.
Note to self, don't text Mike after 8. Call him.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's
problem has been solved. You're crazy, man. If a business calls me after 5 p.m.
after closing time,
you are dead to me. I don't want to talk to you.
I think we've learned here here's my advance what I learned on the show today. Mike is a serious man.
He is a curmudgeon.
Were you goth?
Oh, this is a good question.
Have you smiled?
I've been mysterious in my day.
Yeah.
Mysterious man.
Yeah. Did you have a really secure wallet?
It was very secure. I did a lot of shopping at Hot Topic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. I was good to go, man.
Yeah, two elephant legs walking around.
Look,
the JNCOs.
I played guitar in junior high, liked Metallica. Yeah. There was some black clothing involved.
All right. That makes sense why you don't smile as much as you should. Let's get into the draft.
Spitwads, if you haven't heard us talk about nuts.com before, well, congratulations, because you're hearing us talk about nuts.com right now. They are amazing. They are absolutely outstanding and kind of like, I don't know what wizardry is going on behind the scenes at nuts.com, but all of us absolutely love it. They have over 4,000 different products. You know, I keep my snack count at 100, and that's thanks to nuts.com. Whether you want just super delicious, high-quality nuts, healthy options, kid-friendly snacks. Whether you want, like the white chocolate toffee cashews, pro tip, get the white chocolate toffee cashews. They're unbelievable. They ship so fast, it's scary. They have a great website with photos of all the products, and it's a family-run business that takes pride in getting you the freshest snacks possible. They have gluten-free and vegan options. And they have fresher products than you're going to get from the supermarket. New Nuts.com customers will get free shipping on your first order when you text BALLERS to 64,000. So text BALLERS to 64,000 to get free shipping on your first order from Nuts.com. That's BALLERS to 64,000. Terms apply. Available at Nuts.com/terms.
The Spitballers Draft.
All right, we have a cool draft. I just read it before the show started. Best TV shows to binge watch. Best TV shows to binge watch. Mike has the first pick in this one. Mike stole last week's draft from my clutches.
Indeed.
And Mike kicks it off today. This is interesting because binge watching, it's how people watch TV nowadays. What's the next thing that I'm supposed to go binge? You know, that's right. What people ask around the water cooler.
And
around the water cooler, yes.
Sure. Nobody hangs out of water coolers anymore, right?
Do they have water coolers?
Nope.
This one's going to get tough.
It is extremely tough because before we came in here, Jason and I were talking about it, and Jason had a pick that he wanted first, and I had a pick that I wanted first. And then I was thinking more about, okay, it's bingeable. What exactly does that mean? That means that you can watch tons of episodes in a row?
Yes.
Or it means...
That is what it means.
Well, and that you want to.
Yeah, that you want
you
to.
You want to watch. You just want to keep watching, and you'll watch it for hours a night.
Yeah, nonstop. Generally it's going to be a show that has been around a little while, because you've
got enough...
But that's
what enough... I mean. Is it been around, or is...
Yeah, I mean, something that's in season one right now, you're not going to say is really binge-worthy, but maybe...
Maybe. If there's a new show out.
This is exactly what I was talking about. It's not
that confusing to me.
No, I agree.
Yeah, because you want to know why it's not confusing? Because we use this language all the time when we say, hey, is there a good show that I should binge? And then someone answers it.
And if it's new, And it's still bingeable.
Yeah. But you can answer it any way you want.
But I mean, like, by binge, like, you've watched it. Okay, you're done with it.
No,
you have consumed.
Not necessarily. I mean,
that's all I meant. Is this something that you want to go back to?
I do.
This is what I do with everything.
Well, here's the thing.
That's
true.
That's fair.
Here's how I would do if I were you. I would think, do I like binge watching this show?
Yeah. And then answer.
If yes, it applies.
All right. You have the first pick, Mike, in the TV shows that you want to binge.
All right, Game of Thrones.
I knew it. I knew for sure. I knew. I was relieving myself on the toilet earlier, and I knew for sure that you were going to go Game of Thrones.
Why is that? You could have just said I was in the bathroom earlier.
No, but here's.
But then what's he doing? Is he washing his hands?
Right, exactly.
Is he powdering his nose?
I was not putting hair product in my hair.
Jason, thank you for letting me into your world.
Specificity. But I do some of my best thinking there. And so we need to peel back the curtain here for a second. You weren't here yet, Andy. We had this whole debate, and I was like, well, there's this is like not even a fair one, because whoever gets Game of Thrones is gonna win.
I don't think that means you're going to win.
Sure, and I hope it doesn't, because obviously I didn't get it. But Mike's like, that wouldn't even be my one-on-one, and he said what his one-on-one would be. And I was like, okay, you know, whatever, that's fine, great. I get Game of Thrones. And then I was going to the bathroom, and I go, oh, there's no chance when we're on the clock that this guy who didn't want Game of Thrones as his one-on-one doesn't take it. So, spitwads, vote accordingly, because this is, you guys give me garbage for all my going
Game
for the
Game of
votes.
Thrones went number one. No. It is timely.
We give you garbage for trying to alter things after the fact.
You just need to let it lie. When the polls posted, Jason, just let it go.
Yes.
Oh, you've gotten in on it too, Andy. Don't act above the fray there. The amount of gifts going on our movie poll.
I only reply to your gifts with gifts. That's what happens.
All right. I'm on the clock.
Now you can have my pick.
I'm not going to take that because I did not think that was worthy. I'm going to take Breaking Bad. Breaking Bad is, it's one of those, one of the things that, to me, in binge watching shows, this is a personal thing. It doesn't have to be for everybody. But the thing that really makes it bingey is when the end of the episode goes, like, I'm ready to turn it off. It's already 11 o'clock. I need to get to bed. But the end of the episode goes, oh my gosh, I have to see what comes next.
Right.
And you just can't.
You like a cliffhanger.
Yeah, and you can't ever stop. They just hook you. Breaking Bad did a great job of that. Great show.
I love that you chose that, because I have a combo that I wanted to pair. I wanted to go back to back. I've got
the
third and fourth
and
pick
that was
in this draft.
This was going to be my first pick.
And I'm going with the combination of The Office.
Very strong.
And Parks and Recreation.
Oh, dang it. I've really wanted one of those two.
I heard some exclamations from the producer chair. Who was that? Was that you, Borland?
That was both me and Brooks at the same time.
I am taking The Office. And I'm taking Parks and Recreation.
Yeah. I would have preferred to be where you are sitting.
I am so excited. I was so hoping that they would both reach me so I could double up on them. But basically, first of all, The Office, you had seasons from like 2005 to 2013. Parks and Rec, same thing. You can sit down. You can watch them infinitely. You can watch them. Not only can you binge them all, but you can binge them all repeatedly with no harm done. You're not getting less than. You're still laughing constantly. You're still loving every moment of your life when you're watching them. And they're both the two most spectacular sitcom series that you can imagine. They
great.
Speak binge to me. And yeah, they're both available on Netflix.
They're great. There's nothing I can do to disparage that.
All right.
No, I'm really upset because
for sure you would have stolen one of those from me.
Well, here's the deal. I figure you would want variety in your picks. I would not have assumed you would have taken those very similar shows together on the same roster. So I just assumed I'm taking whichever one you don't. I knew you'd take one of those two.
Okay, so you thought one would drop to you.
I thought one would come back to me. I would have been just
with
as happy
a little bit
with
of an underhanded
the
insult
Office
there. Got it.
Or Parks and Rec, so that my team isn't just one temperature like Andy's.
Right.
Right.
I'll tell you what, man. It is pretty early to be tilting. I'm on my second pick.
I told
pick,
you, man.
And I am tilting. This is tough. You know, when
just
I
so you know, Office and Parks and Rec not available. You cannot select those.
I will take Game of Thrones then.
also not available.
When I, you know, again, when I think of binge watching shows, I definitely think I think of the shows that come out at once.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Netflix revolutionized everything. with House of Cards, you guys can feel free to draft that if you if you so want.
No, thank you.
That has died. But I'm going to go with, I think, the follow-up Smash Netflix special. We all love it.
I thought it might get back to me.
No, Stranger Things is fantastic. The fact that, you know, you've got that look back into the 80s. Like, there's not a lot of shows that are in that time period, because it's kind of this weird in-between time, and they capture it well. And you got the sci-fi.
No, that was great. I was really hoping that was going to drop to be my pick.
Your turn to tilt.
Well, I know what one of them that I'm going to take.
Yeah, you've got two picks, and your team right now is Game of Thrones and then these two.
Thank you for the update. I wasn't quite sure who was on my roster. So while I'm trying to stall and figure out the second pick, I'll take the first one, which is the longest-running show on television. I will take The Simpsons. It's spectacular. Sure. The new episodes, they're not as good as the old ones, but that's why it's binge-worthy. I can still go back.
Talk about a binge. That would take you like 30 years.
Yeah.
Now, this is kind of a side note. I heard someone talking about Disney Plus, and they said that The Simpsons is going to be on there. Because
that's weird.
Disney owns Fox now. Disney owns Fox properties. So do they really own the back catalog to The Simpsons?
I believe they do, yes.
That's, holy crap. Aren't there like monopoly rules in this country that Disney can't own everything?
Nope. No rules.
All right. So I have Game of Thrones. I have The Simpsons. I will follow that up with Netflix spent. Do I really want to do this?
No, you don't. Take more time.
All right.
please take a long time. You need to think through this, Mike, for sure.
All right. Netflix spent a whole lot of money to acquire this series, I think. Let me actually make it.
Oh, my gosh, you guys.
Dude, it's not as easy. Mr. Parks and Rec and The Office fell
we
right
don't
into my
want
lap.
MASH.
Yeah.
I've got like 10 on my list.
Wow.
So I'm fine.
You must watch a lot of television.
You guys do your thing, and I'll be fine when it gets back to me.
All right, whatever. Netflix spent a lot of money to get this series. People still watch it. People still talk about it. I will take Friends.
Yeah, that's the Yankees pick there.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
For sure.
I mean, it makes sense. If we're drafting quality sitcoms, then that's good. Bingeable shows.
Now, a lot of people binge Friends. A lot of people binge Friends. That's
a lot of
why
people
it exists.
Friends.
They tried to knock. They tried to take Friends off of Netflix, and the revolt happened. And then the bingers. My sister has watched through it like 1,000 times.
All right, I'm gonna go. Mike, thank you. You took enough time to get me one. Andy,
excellent.
I really, when it comes to you, I know you've got a list of like 20. You're going to need to think through those slowly. I'm taking The Handmaid's.
You only have one, so.
Yeah, The Handmaid's Tale.
Okay.
It's one of those where I've got a couple on my list where when I watched the first episode or two, like Breaking Bad, I watched the first like four episodes once years and years ago when it was, you know, only two seasons in. I was like, I can't watch this. It was just too, I didn't like it. Same thing happened with him. And then, you know, other people was like, no, it's good, push through. And it's great. So, look, that's
Hulu. That's Hulu, right?
That's Hulu's, like, only platform show. Like, that is their, it's trying to keep Hulu alive. And it's great.
Hulu also owned by Disney, just so you know.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
So,
also, the Spitballers owned by Disney.
you could be.
Mr. Disney.
I'm open.
We are listening to offers.
Yeah, he's dead. He's dead.
There's more than one Mr. or Mrs. Disney.
Oh, I thought you were talking to Walt.
He's still frozen.
His head's frozen somewhere. We know
he'll
this.
He'll be back.
All right. Cool. You took Handmaid's Tale. Nice. All right. I'm going with Walking Dead.
Okay.
Walking Dead.
What an idiot. I forgot that show existed.
Well, it's because neither one of you was watch it.
No, I absolutely did. I binged through seasons 1 through 3.
Well, 1 through 3?
Yeah.
They're on, like, season 9.
I get it, but it's the most binge-worthy.
Okay.
People jump in on it. You watch it. You're in that world. Something that's binge-worthy, if you go outside the sitcom realm, you go into, what's going to suck me into a universe?
Sure.
And I'm going to break a man's heart.
It's on my list.
I'm going to break a man's soul. I'm going Walking Dead, and I'm going Battlestar Galactica.
You what? Wait, did you watch it?
100%.
Oh, all right.
Front to
okay.
back.
You yeah, that
Front
does
to back.
Break. That does break my heart. I would never have picked it because I don't know that it's a like.
No,
I don't
no,
know how much
no Handmaid's Tale.
I will tell you this.
But
Battlestar
listen,
Galactica does not hold up if you did not watch it back when you were young.
Malarkey.
You can't. You have absolutely no possible way to answer that question because
no.
you watched it back when you were younger.
No, he didn't.
No, I
he
did
was
not,
later. He was later to the party.
Man.
When did you watch it? When did you watch it?
I watched it when we were at Broken Bowl.
So that was a decade
7 years ago.
I'm thinking in terms of what shows
Doesn't
do I
up.
Hear most recommended in terms of going and binging a series. Not every series is out right now. Game of Thrones still finishing up. Handmaid's Tale still
right.
going. I think Walking Dead's still going.
Yes.
But Battlestar is one of those ones where you go, oh, man, I'm on Netflix. What do I want to go watch through? What do I want to dive into?
Totally.
I believe there's
totally.
Even...
You get two episodes in, you're like, wow, that's all I need to see.
No, it isn't. Yeah,
okay.
What's the... I'm trying to think of the show. There's even a joke about once you start Battlestar Galactica, there's a sitcom that shows it, and you sit down in that chair. There's a joke about this couple
right.
that rents it, and then there's...
Isn't that in Portlandia?
It was in Portlandia.
Yeah.
And they rent Battlestar Galactica, and they sit there for like 6 months. They lose their jobs. They don't pay their bills. They just sit on the couch, melting into the show. Walking Dead and Battlestar Galactica,
yeah.
the perfect combo to finish off my Parks and Rec office.
No, I need to speak here because it's usually my job to besmirch, degrade both of your teams and
yes.
your picks because that's my role here. Battlestar Galactica is my favorite show of all time. It is my number one. It
I'm
is
so sorry for you.
No. Uh-uh. Mm-mm.
You didn't watch enough.
Well, you didn't. Yeah, you haven't watched
Oh,
it.
Trust me. I saw enough.
Yeah, you tried.
He couldn't handle the frax.
Here's the thing. Yeah, exactly.
The what?
This is above you, Mike. You don't understand. Here's the thing. My wife made fun
Literally,
of
it's
me.
In the universe.
My
out
wife
there.
Made fun of me forever for watching this. It was called Nerdactica in my house.
Yes. It's a nerd show, for sure.
For sure. Nerdactica was on our TV, and she saw, I don't know, parts of 20 episodes that she just railed on and made fun of. It was so stupid. She saw enough to know how stupid it was. Eventually,
did
as
you
I kept
suck
watching,
her in?
She got hooked. She watched it with me, and she acknowledges what a great show it is.
Excellent.
Because it's unbelievable
Excellent.
If you can watch the whole thing. So, great pick.
Thank
if,
you.
If you could make it through, I possibly. Possibly
yeah.
it'd be good then.
I'm going to make
gotta
a pick.
Fight.
Since I'm having a hard time here, right?
Yes.
I'm having a hard time figuring out which shows to watch, whatever. I'm giving this pick.
To me?
Not to you.
Oh.
I'm giving this pick to our producer of the Fantasy Footballers, Brooks, because I know his favorite show that he has for years tried to just, I mean, he's...
Oh, my gosh, you panderer.
I'm not pandering.
You panderer.
This is not a pander.
You've never watched it.
No, I have not. Look, I know how big. I have multiple friends, Paul, Brooks. They say it's the best show of all time, and I don't know what to pick. So why would I not go with... What my best friends say, you've got to binge watch this show.
Because he's not picking a
it's,
show.
It's smart. He's
it's
being smart.
The Wire.
He's being smart.
The Wire
okay.
is to so many people their favorite show of all time. Brooks is nodding in appreciation. You're welcome.
You do go back a ways with The Wire. We'll see how that lands on the polls. It is a good show. It is a famous show. So
yeah,
we'll how see. Many what is your team?
My team is Handmaid's Tale, The Wire, Stranger Things, and Breaking Bad.
Okay. Mike?
It's very serious.
Yeah, well, it is. I mean, when I think of binge shows, I think serious.
Okay.
Like for instance, I watch Parks and Rec all the time. I love it.
Excellent.
It's unbelievably good.
You binge watch it.
But I don't binge watch it. No, I throw it on when we're like doing laundry or something. It's a background show.
How many episodes do you watch in a row?
However many... laundry I'm doing.
Excellent. Mike, your team so far?
I don't even remember. Who do I got? I got Game of Thrones, I got The Simpsons, and I got Friends.
Oh my gosh. It's just a strong pillared team. There's no nuance needed for that team. You've
sure.
got powerhouses.
And I'm going to finish it off with if you don't go with Friends as the best sitcom from the 90s, you go to Seinfeld. So that's who I will take because I'm not so serious, despite my takes on Bless You.
What's funny is...
That's the one I'm serious
what
about.
What I've heard, and I'm a Seinfeld lifer, you know this. It actually yes. hurts me that you have it on your team and I don't.
I'm pretty surprised you...
I had it written down, I didn't take it. One of the reasons why is because I've heard from people, if you don't watch Seinfeld, you can't go back and watch it because the laugh track and
of course
and that type of thing. But if you did watch it,
we call that the Galactica syndrome.
Right.
You can't
but
go back.
If you were a watcher, you can watch it infinitely.
Yes,
you can watch
it
forever. There were two picks, and we're done with the draft. There were two I didn't take that I really thought about, and that was Dexter and True Detective. True Detective season one is one of the most binge-worthy, edge-of-your-seat series ever. And then Dexter, I was so into Dexter when
it
came
say
out.
I haven't seen any Dexter.
Oh, and, so good.
And I don't have, like...
It holds up,
this
too.
Isn't a show where all my friends have seen it. But the ones who have watched it, they will put the cape on. They will stand forever for Dexter.
Yeah. It's when it was going on...
It was great. The John Lithgow
season, season
that
three?
That was awesome. You know something that I learned...
What'd you learn on the show?
So this is actually something I genuinely have just learned right now. During this draft, and it's not a joke. I don't consider, like, for me, not for you. You vote however you want. I don't consider comedies binge shows. Like, I'm just realizing that as I look at your guys' roster.
When I was talking about what define a binge show at the beginning of this draft, you're like, "Oh, it's so easy."
No. I just learned it. I learned that for me, when I'm looking for a show to binge, it's never going to be a comedy. I love comedies. Obviously, but. When I think of a binge show, I don't think of comedy. I just learned that about myself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
I learned today that Jason is very specific of when he can actually say bless you, even though he was very insistent that you should always be blessed after a sneeze.
You should. I hope you are out there. I hope it bless you.
And I learned that apparently you're supposed to say excuse me if you fart.
Sir, I'm peeing with my privates right now.
I'm peeing with my privates. Please speak to me after I'm peeing with my privates. Thank you for tuning in, listening, supporting, subscribing. You are the best community out there.
Goodbye.
We'll talk to you next time.
Ba-da-ba-doo-doo-doo.
Thanks for listening to the Spitballers Podcast. To see what other nonsense the guys are up to, check out spitballerspod.com.